This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Let's speak to Mr. Oliver Mabunda from the ANC Youth League in the province, is the provincial secretary. Mr. Mabunda, good evening and welcome.
Good evening to you, Mr. Ngamula, and your listeners.
Good evening. Thank you very much for your time. I see that one of the issues that you're commenting on is this issue of the circular from the Department of Education prohibiting, albeit temporarily, selling of food in and within in schools and within the immediate vicinity there. What is your take on that as the ANC Youth League?
Oh, thank you. It's a bit unfortunate that the spokesperson of the department has left, and it would be like I'm responding to him in his absence. And I would have loved to respond to him while he was here. But the take, Mr. Ngamula, is that the decision could not consider the most important factors around our schools. A person can say that those cookies, dacha found inside them, and so on and so on. There are people who have been selling at the gate of the school for more than 30 years who have been feeding their families with the money that they are selling there at the school. And there are people who are parents who have been honest and loyal to the nation and to those schools who have been assisting in the process of feeding our learners at school. Mm. So we're saying as the Youth League, an assessment could have been done, a very quick assessment. I know. Mm. Prevention is better than cure. There's no problem with that. But while you are preventing, you should not open another loophole for you to propel the criminal activities. So the department, what they should have done is to check who has been selling for the longest time, assess them, certify them very quick, so that the person who's selling at the school is certified to can sell. And they direct them on which markets they should buy their product back, so that our kids are safe. The example that they gave, for example, that a teacher was found with dacha and so on and so on. Do you ban all teachers at the school if one teacher is found with dacha? The answer would be no. Mm. You deal with the teacher who's in contravention with the law. So it can't be one size fits all for the hawkers at the school. Because one did this, all of them are banned. I feel like it's not honest. But what we're saying as the Youth League is that a person who is in contravention of the law should be arrested. The law must take its course on these people. If people are found violating the law at the gate of the school, they should be arrested. They're most permanently banned there, not to sell at any school across the country.
Right. You're also speaking about counterfeit goods sold by illegal immigrants, particularly. But of course, you'll speak about counterfeit goods, but you, of course, have a special focus on illegal immigrants. Talk to us about what you're saying should be happening around this. I see you link it to also intensify identity documents or identity authentication.
Look, as the Youth League were saying, it's war. Those people who are contravening the immigration law, they are bringing war into the country. They are challenging the sovereignty of the country, and they are making the inhabitants of this country not to be safe. And the problem is caused here, Mr. Ngamula, because a person is arrested, deported today, and tomorrow they are back. A person is arrested, deported today, after 2 hours they are back. So what we should do is these people should be arrested, detained, and someone might say ourselves would be violating the rights of these people, because the person who enters the country illegal does no longer have rights anyway.
Well, has limited rights. Has limited rights. You.
It's fine. Who can use your words of limited rights?
Yeah, well, you
are human, and you can go on and say they are human rights and so on and so on.
And so
but
on. Yes.
At any given space, their rights are limited, or the Youth League would still say these people that they don't qualify because at the first instance, they broke the law. The second instance, these people are endangering the inhabitants because of their selfish interest. And some of them, they are criminals, and they should be arrested because they are criminals. There are those that are creating criminal activities, and they are not ashamed of that, because some of these people are used to kill our people and they return back to their country. Fortunate enough, or unfortunate, South African police services and the army and South African government should work with the countries close by, so that when a person comes to Mozambique, they go fetch them there and bring them here, so that they can be tried.
And an issue of, you know, whether it's municipalities that has these roles of going to, or whoever that has the role to go and do inspections. I see you touched on spaza shops and so on and how they work. Talk to us about your sense around that.
I think I said, fortunate at the Lokoto of the ANC at the beginning of this year, that further shop, they should be regularized. A person who should come and do business in the country is supposed to have possibly 4 million and above. Mm. And these people are operating at the spaza shop. They don't even have that amount of money. Mm. So it means at the first instant, they've broken the law themselves. So the government, local government, municipalities, who have the function, there are those that have the function, but all the municipalities have bylaws that regulate their area. And we think that all these municipalities, including national government, should assist in regulating spaza shops on who should operate in a spaza shop, at which product are they allowed to go and purchase from. Because some of these problems that are created is that these people who are illegal, some of them are legal in the country, they create a market for their products that are not approved by the South African government anywhere in the country. And they sell it, they feel like it's now legal, and there's no one who's doing anything. So we think law enforcement from the level of the law enforcers at local government, South African police services, and any other law enforcement services in the country, they should be hitting the ground running, because now we are having a situation that we think this situation is a problem to the country. And if it's not combated now, we'll remain with this situation. South Africa will turn to be a banana republic.
Well, thank you very much for your time. Good evening to you.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.